There is a rift tearing our family apart. And if you know how to play Uno, and I need a broad stretch of people. I need people who are of the younger age. I need people who have been playing Uno for, you know, 20, 30 years.
Uno's been around a lot. It has been a family caravan game for a very long time.
100%.
Take it on every trip.
Right? I need to hear from you this morning. I need to throw something your way.
Okay.
Because we need to solve this issue.
You don't have to be a specialist in Uno.
No.
You just have to be someone who knows how to play Uno.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we were at Nonna's house the other night. That's my grandmother. We were celebrating her birthday. And somebody decided to break out the Uno cards.
Nice.
Right? Now, you know, we sit around the table. There's a lot of us. All right? There's like 19. I've lost count. There's a lot of us. We're all sitting around the table. And we're playing. Now, I've been playing Uno for I'm a veteran. I've been playing Uno for 30 years.
Right.
Right? Yep. These kids, you know, my cousins, sort of average age range is anywhere from 15 years old to about 25. So it's a good spread.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, one of them drops this card. I'll tell you in a moment, right? I'm going to play the audio that erupted, that absolutely erupted after I saw what was unfolding in front of me.
What is this shit? You explain yourself again. What you put down those two cards. You put down two in one. You can't put them down together. Nah. Nah. No. You shut your mouth. That there. Hey, you get to put this one down because it's the same colour.
Because it's the same number.
This is why you kids.
You're too easy these days. You're gonna have bullshit.
When I was your age, I had to put one down. We weren't allowed to put seven down at one go. Optimus
Prime, right? Now, look.
He called you Mortal Optimus Prime. I haven't heard that in a while.
Good morning, Mitchie. Let me explain what happened.
Yep.
Now, when you're playing Uno, this is my understanding.
Yep.
The cards are out in the middle of the table. You've got your cards in your hand, and obviously the aim of the game is to try and get rid of all of them. When you get down to your last one, you yell Uno, and then if it comes back around to you again, you can get rid of it. Great, you win the game.
Yep.
Okay? One of the rules, as I've always understood it, is that if there is a yellow two in the middle of the table, and it's your turn, and you have a green two, you can put that green two card down on top of the yellow two because they're the same number. You get to change the color.
Sure.
You get to get rid of
that
card.
That's how you play.
Okay? If you have half a dozen twos in your hand, you can only put the one two down.
Well, so I thought, yeah.
This is what I've thought. This is how I've played the game for 30 odd years.
Yep.
They're coming out with this crap where they're putting down 17 twos. Like all of the twos in their hand, they're putting them down on the other two that's in the
middle.
Multiple cards in one. And that is absolutely disgusting. It's a disgrace. It's a disgraceful way. And so this morning, I wanted to hear from callers, Uno veterans like myself, people who are across the spectrum of playing.
You know who I think we should cross to?
Who?
Someone who really knows their Uno.
Who's that?
Played a lot of games at Uno. Jamie in Huntingdale.
Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, sort of. Have you now you've played a lot, like hundreds of games we're hearing over the last few years. I've just explained this. Is it a rule or is it not a rule, or is the rule you can only put one card down?
So there's actually variations of Uno, and it sounds like she's playing Uno attack rules.
No, so here's the thing, Jamie, right? There was Uno attack cards in the pile, but there was also OG Uno in the pile as well. Just because there was lots of us.
Yeah. So you probably need to specify what rules you're playing by.
So, Jamie, is that how it normally works? You sit down at the table and everyone goes, right, it's
you say
Uno attack rules today.
I'm playing Uno original.
Okay.
Right.
Do your hands down version where your cards are on the table or hands up where you're hiding them.
I mean, I wasn't kidding when I said let's cross to Jamie in Huntingdale.
Cause she knows.
I just knew she'd know.
Jamie, you know.
We play a lot of Uno with the family.
Okay, so it feels like you might have been duped a bit here, mate, because they've not told you that they're playing alternative rules
got
to the end.
You're right. It hasn't been. Okay, so that's a case of neither here nor there. You've got to sort of talk about the rules beforehand.
Yep. Okay, let's check in with Sue in Yanchep. Sue?
Hi, how you going?
What do you think of this rule?
It sounded very much like Uno attack.
What is this Uno attack, Sue? This is crap.
it's just they spit cards at you. You've got a thing in the middle and it spits cards at you, and you can end up with, you know, 10, 20 cards at once, or you can end up with, luckily enough, to get none. And then there's also, you know, flip, where they can see what you've got.
But these sound like different games, Sue. These sound like packs that come in a different pack. Like, we're talking about the old original, a couple of Uno cards in a cardboard box.
But they're obviously playing this new fandangled. Oh, look at us, we're millennials.
You can't apply the rules of a new game to an old set of cards.
Okay, so Sue is, again, so it's Uno Attack. It just sounds like I'm being sold up the river here. Mackenzie in Alkimos, hello.
Hello.
Oh, Mackenzie, how old are you?
I'm 9.
And you're a bit of an Uno champion, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
What he said was the right rule, because you can only put one, two down. It's like when you put down a 2+, you can put only one of them down.
Right. Okay.
Yep. See, Mackenzie's she's playing your game.
Mackenzie, run for politics, mate. I'm voting for you.
Very clear.
Stewie. Hi, Stewie.
Hey, guys.
All right, hit us, Stewie.
Okay. I actually seen the video.
Yeah.
And I was cracking myself laughing.
I'll put it on my Instagram.
Oh, it's on your Instagram.
It's on my Instagram.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now, the twos that he put down are the original deck of Uno.
Yes.
So he broke the rule.
Nah. But as Pete just said, he had two decks. So they're not playing Uno. They're not playing Uno Attack. They're playing Uno Corelli.
Uno Corelli. So, Stewie, anything Corelli tends to end in quite a large fight. So I'm not entirely sure.
So with the two that went down on the table, you can only put another two on top of it or another same colour.
Yeah, you can't put multiples.
If it was a two attack card, then they're playing Attack.
Right.
So you've got to have both rules in the one game, but it depends what card is laid down.
Oh, Stewie, I'm confused.
So you, technically, the family aren't cheaters, which is good to know. Good to know. The good stock.
Yeah, hang on.
But they may have pulled the wool over your eyes by not being honest about what game you were playing.
Mitch, it's Pete.
You're just making a quick call?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, you're off. Yeah, I said it, and the listeners agree.
It's Mix 94.5.
Can you? I'm going to finish this conversation. Can you keep going?
Yeah, sure.
I told you it was absolute BS.
She's an ARIA award-winning music superstar who's the Boss Lady Tour, lands in Perth later this year. And right now, she's our favourite judge on the new season of The Voice. Please welcome Jess Mowboy.
The Voice continues Monday to Wednesday, 7:30 on 7. Just need you to know, Jess, we're not just saying you're the favourite just because you happen to be the one we're speaking to this morning, just so you know.
Yes. She knows that. Yeah, girl, are you?
I love you guys. It's so good to hear you again.
How have you been, Jess?
It's been a while. It has been good. It's been really busy. I mean, I've just come off my Boss Lady tour, and obviously, you know, the Voice is out. I'm with all my many, many crazy faces that I'm pulling. I guess the main importance is like the amazing artists that are coming through, and just watching them blossom. I guess, you know, just all different kinds, all different genres, and they're not afraid to try something different. I think this year's like bigger and better than ever. So I'm so proud of being a part of this and being a coach and, you know, just giving as much advice as I can and much spirit and celebration when it comes to music. It is my favorite thing in the world. I'm glad that I can be a part of.
Yeah, like I've been really surprised of the talent, Jess. Like, I mean, we've had years of singing comps in this country, and you think we'd be running out of people.
Yes.
And then the other night I saw Tandu come out and sing this number, and I thought, she's already a professional.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, boom.
Yeah.
Like, she came out and I watched that performance and I just thought she could have won the grand final with that. Like, that would have been it.
Yeah,
like, we may as well just leave. Like, and same last night.
Well, we felt like that, sis. Like, you know, we actually felt like all of us coaches, we sat there and we just thought, we're done. Like, she's won this. And then they just kept coming. I mean, You know, Faith, for example, like, you know, she's a big, bold singer, you know, who I have on my team. I have four currently on my team right now. And I'm just, and they're all women, which is amazing. And, you know, have all very unique stories and unique backgrounds when it comes to how they got into music in the first place. But they just kept coming. And, you know, I'm so excited to share, like, you know, what's next. I'm sitting at the edge of my, you know, of my couch just going, blown away, like, what, you know, just, you know, watching.
Jess,
exceptional.
There's sure. there's an Instagram account, just change speed for a moment. There's an Instagram account that I follow called Strayan _Idol. And it's just,
oh my gosh, I followed
it. Are you seriously following the account? Oh my god, you must get blown away by some of the stuff you've seen on it. Kimber, this Instagram account is nothing but like nostalgic old school Australian Idol. Like memes and videos. Oh, wow. And
we're talking about, like, I mean, even the outfits and the hairstyles, like, you know, it's just like it's just moving time, you know, like it's kind of, well, watching it back is like stuck in time, but like, it's like where we are now is completely, yeah, we've moved on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and it's just, it's awesome. This Instagram, I tell you, anybody who's like sort of our vintage, you got to go and check this Instagram account out. But I was like thinking about, you know, those old school days of competitions, and Kimber makes a really good point. Like, you know, these days of competitions, we've had like 20 years of training now, as a society for reality TV, right? So we're ready, we're prepared, we're ready to go. Day one, you're winning what would have been day 100 20 years ago. But like what I'm really missing now, having gone through that account on Instagram and stuff, is the dude in the chicken suit that turns up to the audition. That's the guy that I'm missing. Like, that's the stuff. I want to see some more of that, please.
Yeah, so, you know, a little bit of humor, like a clash of, you know, just like the unknown, the unexpected of like not singing, and particularly just, you know, and maybe to them it's singing, you know, because people work with music in different ways, and it is allowed, you know. So I guess that's the kind of the changing and the turning point. And like you said, the 20 years of like just practicing and like reforming of how to sing and structurally, even vocally, like you're listening again, like Tando, you listen to Tando. She broke up that song, but she didn't break it too far. I mean, she had that moment where she soared in that last vocal, and, you know, and it was kind of a different chord, but, just, they're really experimenting, which is really nice. And I get your point about missing that, you know, that little bit of that glimmer of just like funness and, you know, not that the voice is not fun, but it's like the humor, you know, like a lot of.
Oh, Jess, don't get me wrong. If I'm being honest, I'm quite happy never to see the guy in the chicken suit ever again.
I mean, if you want me to hook you up with.
Do you want me to be in a chicken suit?
Yes,
I mean,
please.
I can rock up.
Do you remember the dude who rocked up and did the bird is the word? And
no.
Threw himself all over had a big fit and threw himself all over the stage?
No.
Him. He's a good friend.
We'll have to get stuck into some of this stuff. Maybe for the tour, when you bring the tour here, mate, that'd be awesome,
right?
The Boss Lady tour later on this year.
I can't wait.
The Voice continues Monday to Wednesday, 7:30 on Channel 7. Jess Mowboy, you're an absolute darling, and we love chatting with you. Take care. We look forward to seeing more of you on The Voice.
Well, Perth, WA, I love you so much. You know, like, there's so many artists that are from there, and they're repping and they're going hard. So support as much as you can. Big love.
Yeah, unreal. Just come by the studio when you're in town.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
How long were your folks in the fish business, Pete?
30 years.
Oh, it's a long time.
30 odd. Yeah, yeah,
Like back then, like my dad did the same. My dad worked at Sequa for like 35 years.
That's what the Water Corporation used to be called, right?
No. Now it's Power Synergy.
Is it
like Western Power?
Okay, there you go.
Western Power. But like back then, you had jobs and you just stayed in your job, and everyone took care of you and you were good.
Mm.
But now they're saying that Aussie workers have reached maximum burnout.
What does that mean?
Apparently, we are absolutely cooked, exhausted by our jobs, is what they're finding. They've done a bunch of research and they're discovering that over a third of Aussie employees say they're experiencing burnout from this survey from Elmo Software. It comes from Elmo, I trust.
Elmo.
Most of them saying unmanageable workloads, like we're just doing too much stuff. A third of workers say they're overwhelmed with the amount of stuff they have to do. And another quarter said, yeah, and also because they're taking on more responsibilities because companies are losing staff, people are walking out or being fired, but they're walking out and then management are not replacing them.
Yeah.
So everybody around them is having to pick up the slack.
We've seen plenty of examples. And look, we're nothing if not honest. We've seen it ourselves in our own workplace.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Heaps. I went through it working for this company 10, 12 years ago when I was over in the eastern states. Companies over the past 20 years have done what they call consolidation.
Yes.
And they've looked at a range of different roles across the company and gone, yeah, we could probably roll those two into one.
And they make it sound sexy. Dual role.
Yeah, dual role. Also, like, what it means is
you work in the role of two people for the salary of one.
We'll give you a $5,000 pay rise. Yeah. But we've saved ourselves $50,000 in the process.
Yeah, but, you know, and this is it. They're saying it's really starting to become a problem for the economy because a third of employees are saying they're only going to stay for 18 months. One in five are only going to stick it out for 12 months. And 8% are like, oh, no, I'm gone within 6 months.
Mm.
Everyone's just going to bail.
There's something that I have about that, though. I don't think they're being wholly honest with themselves. And this is a guy who, like, you know, I got a family to feed, I got bills to pay, I've got things to do. Like, I would love to have the freedom to go, you know what, 18 months, if you don't do anything about it, I'm out. But I've been saying that for close to 20 years, Kimber.
Well, we've all got to work, right?
And I think that's what, you know, I think most people answer these surveys in the way that they would love to think or aspirationally.
Yeah.
Until, you know, until the reality of responsibilities actually hits home and they get that bill in the post and go, oh, actually, there's nothing else out there that I can really just jump to.
Well, this survey is saying a fifth of workers say they don't work enough hours now to pay their bills.
What do they mean by that, though?
Yeah.
Like, what do they mean by they don't work enough hours now to pay their bills? Are they saying that they need to work more? Or are they saying that bills are astronomical?
I don't know. I think it could be a bit of both because also lots of companies took on that casual approach. So they've hired lots of casuals and they do things like give you four-hour shifts and then employ someone else to do the next 4 hours so that they don't have to pay you for a lunch break.
Yeah. Look, we've spoken about this on the show previously. I think, like, sort of bills have crept up so much and general household living has crept up so much that a person who was comfortably living 18 months ago is now struggling to get to the end of the month.
Yeah.
You know, I'm there.
That's why they're all looking to move into your place.
Yeah. Well, just keep an eye out on realestate.com.au. It's a hot market at the moment. We're seriously considering.
Dockers News. You'll hear that first right here. And Boomer Home Loans. They're first for over 55s. Please welcome Dockers coach, Justin Longmuir.
Yeah, they are first for over 55s. And with Boomer at the moment, you can win a Freo Boundary Rider experience. It is the most amazing way to take in the game. You get to get on the ground during the players' warm-up. You can go to mix.com.au to check it out. The coach joins us now. Good morning to you, Justin.
G'day, Pete. G'day, Kimber.
How are you going, Justin? Everything okay this week?
Everything's pretty good. We lost a couple of players and lost a couple of coaches to the health and safety protocols. But other than that, everything's tracking really well.
Mate, stupid protocols. Is it? Does it hurt a little bit? I mean, there's such great momentum around the club. And then, you know, you've got Chapman and Youngie who are having a great start to the season and you have to knock them out for a week.
Yeah, well, it does. And it does. Yeah, we've had good continuity, especially in our back line. But, you know, we've also got players in really good form that haven't been able to get a game. So, you know, we've got Griff Logue, who played a couple of weeks ago and played a really good game. He's waiting in the wings, ready for an opportunity. And a number of different players like that. So, yeah, it creates opportunity for others who are in good form. And I've been, saying to the players all year, it's going to take a squad mentality. And, we're going to get challenged this week with that.
And so, you know, do you give yourself a little pat on the back along the way? Because I know, you know, you don't want to do too big a celebration on the wins, but lots of other teams and lots of other players have been saying the Dockers are an absolute chance for finals. There's something about the way you guys are playing that is going really well. You know, that must be a bit exciting for you and think, oh, well, at least other people are giving you a bit of credit.
No, not really. Not really. Don't really stop too much, especially on a 6-day break. You tend to move on pretty quick as a coach. And focus on the next opponent. And I suppose internally we've always known we're on a sort of a journey, and it's going to take time, and there's going to be some ups and downs, and we're going to win a few in a row and lose a few in a row, and that's just part of dealing with a young team. So sort of understand that internally, and I think the media and media personalities that talk about footy, they tend to ride the highs and lows a little bit more.
You should see me, Justin. Highs one minute, lows the next. I can barely keep up, mate.
I probably was talking about the footy journalists.
Oh,
but
okay.
I could just imagine you sitting on your couch watching us going over the top.
Oh, mate. It's a phone call every 5 minutes from Kimber about it, Doc. It's far out. Hey, this weekend, Justin, it has everything. It's the 25th annual Len Hall tribute game, which, for people who don't know, it's the club's Anzac match, and it's an incredible night. It's so reverent. Arthur Leggett, who is a veteran, is going to be reciting the ode, the pre-match entertainment, the entire match. It's going to be absolutely spectacular. But there is also the fact that it's V Carlton and it's Adam Chera's first game against the Fremantle Dockers. Who goes to him? Are you sending Brayshaw to him?
No, it's going to be a collective through the midfield. We won't spend too much time on what we do against Chairs, because they're batting really deep through the midfield with Walsh, Cripps, probably comes back. Hewitt is a new addition as well. So we can't really focus in on one person. We need to make sure we get it done as a collective against their collective. So, and just on the Len Hall game, it's a fantastic tradition by the club, and we're honouring some people. Yeah, obviously that lost their lives to go to war for us, and we don't take that lightly, and don't take this game lightly. And we've missed it the last couple of years with COVID, and we get an opportunity this week to play in what is, like you said, a fantastic game.
Mm. Also, some concerns in there that you thought Adam Chera might be listening, and so you didn't want to give anything away. So no, we're not putting Brayshaw on him. We're not. No. We're just going to let him fly. Do whatever you like, mate.
He might go to Brayshaw.
Ooh. Oh, look, anything. It's just to see him out there. And just it's going to be a night. It's going to be a hell of a night. Hey, mate, just quickly, before we let you go, obviously, you've been through what Maddie is going through at the moment. Maddie's down with COVID. That's why he's not here. This morning has been in the past couple of days. Just any sort of, as a coach, advice for the great man?
Oh, hang in there, mate. It's tough. Men get it a lot worse than women. The man flu really drives home when you get COVID. And rest up. I think we can treat it a little bit lightly and keep on going about our lives. But you need to rest up. Get you on the back end if you don't rest up.
So. Oh, I think if anybody knows how to rest up well, it's Maddie. So we're good. Hey, good luck to you, mate. I'm looking forward to the match this weekend. It's going to be amazing. But good luck against the Blues.
Good on you guys. Thanks a lot.
Have faith.
They must have faith.
Ooh, I gotta have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
You're up for faith this morning, Kimba.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Lower Chittering this morning.
Yeah. Hi, Sophia.
Hello. Good morning.
Sophia, what have you been up to?
Oh, I just finished a night shift, so I'm on my way to the gym. I've got a bit of energy, so go to the gym and then head back home for a nap.
Oh, my brain always feels like it's just come off a night shift.
Really?
Sort of its constant
like,
state
of being. Like,
are
you talking about like always? It does always?
It's sort of where it always feels like it sits.
That must be really tiring. Sophia, what we're going to do is we're going to kick Kimber out.
I'm
so
out.
Off you go,
good
mate.
Good luck, Sophia.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Kimber's gone.
Really, I'm responsible for the outcome.
Oh, yeah, off you go. Off you go. Bring back a coffee. That'd be nice. Hi, Sophia. Just you and me. Maddie's off sick this morning. He's got the spicy cough. He's got COVID.
Oh, no. Oh, at least it's a bit of time off.
Yeah. I don't think he's thinking that at the moment. Apparently, he's copped it pretty hard. Now,
poor thing.
Sophia, here's how this works, right? I'm just going to give you a category, okay? And all you have to do is tell me whether or not you have faith in Kimber knowing the answer to the question that she'll hear off the back of that category, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the category this morning is quirky laws.
Quirky laws.
Quirky laws. Now, you just need to tell me whether or not you have faith that Kimber will know the answer to the question.
I don't have faith.
No faith?
No faith.
I mean, it is an unusual one, isn't it? Quirky laws. When's the last time you heard a category called quirky laws?
This is the first time.
Mm. Yep, for me too. All right, we're going to bring Kimber back in. Come back in. Kimber, come on.
Okay, I'm in.
There we go. Kimber's back.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm taking some of Sophia's I'm going to the gym energy.
All right. Let's see everyone's thinking about it.
All right.
So Kimber, mm-hmm. And Sophia, do not tell Kimber whether or not you had faith in her. That's not to be known at this point in time.
Okay.
Kimber, your category this morning mm-hmm. is quirky laws.
Oh, jeez.
Now, the reason why I picked this is because as radio people, like, we come across these from time to time.
Yeah, sometimes.
Occasionally they pique our interest. We go, okay, this is interesting. I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Your question this morning is, one of these three things is illegal to do in Florida when wearing a swimsuit. Oh. Which one? Is it singing? Is it using a power tool? Is it dining in a restaurant?
Okay, so it's illegal in Florida.
When wearing a swimsuit.
So singing?
Singing, using a power tool.
Yep.
Dining in a restaurant.
I mean, Florida's pretty relaxed, right?
It's a very chill place. Very chill
place. I
thought,
in my head, they're all just getting around in bikinis and roller skates.
Mm. Which is clearly why they had
true.
To make a law like this, obviously.
I've never
obviously.
Been there. So I want to say dining in a restaurant because it feels like, that you know, they normally want attire in a venue.
I know what you mean, yeah.
I've never
yeah,
been to Florida. Yeah.
They want to be dressed appropriately.
And I can't imagine that the power tool has made it into a, you know, a law anywhere. People are pretty loose about those sorts of things.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a power tools are dangerous.
Hmm. Singing.
You're wearing a frilly bikini. Sophia, well, without giving away the answer, would you have known the answer to this question?
I would have given it my best guess, but not definitively no.
What was your best guess?
Best guess would be power tools in a hot bikini. I think that's a law.
Mm.
You see, I just don't know if men would make that law. And men make the laws.
Right.
And I'm thinking they're not going to try and really stop you doing it much in a bikini, are they?
No, not really. As a man.
As a man, I feel qualified to say.
It is Look, illegal to not be doing that in a bikini.
I don't know the answer, but I'm going to say... Oh, I was going to say dining in a restaurant, but it doesn't feel like a law.
Singing, using a power tool, dining in a restaurant. I need an answer, please.
Okay, I don't know the answer. I really don't, but they all sound ridiculous. I'm going to say dining in a restaurant.
Dining in a restaurant.
That they're out there breaking laws all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Dining in a restaurant
is... Sophia doesn't know about my answer.
Right. Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Incorrect.
Oh, Kimber.
The answer is actually singing. You're not allowed to be singing. It is illegal to sing while you're wearing a swimsuit
in Florida.
Have they justified
why?
No, absolutely not. No, we don't look past the headline. You know that.
Oh, no. I'm a bit worried because it sounds like, Sophia, did you have faith in me?
I did not have faith in you, Kimber.
Yay!
That means you win, buddy.
You win! Yay! Good on you, Sophia.
Thanks, Kimber.
You know, I don't know how I would have known the answer to that, but look, you've done it. You've taken away the prize, and on top of that, you're also in the draw now to go down to that Abbey Beach weekend because mm-hmm. you got to
wear. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much, guys. Have an awesome one.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Bye.
You like a good Google.
I do love a good Google.
You've been Googling anything else there? What else you got?
I was just Googling laws in Florida to check.
And
there's a bunch of things you can't do. They've said it's illegal for a woman to fall asleep under a hairdryer at a hair salon.
Just a woman?
Well, just a woman, it says here.
Right.
And, yeah, the punishment for horse theft is still death by hanging. So keep your horses to yourself. Pete, Matt, and Kimber. Mix 94.